Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, oh Lord, oh Lord, help me to hold out. Oh Lord, help me to hold out. Oh, say, oh Lord, help me to hold out until my change to come. Oh Lord, my way may not be easy. You did not say that it would be, for when it gets dark, can't find my way. You told me, put my trust in thee. Hey, oh Lord, oh, help me to hold out. Ooh, oh Lord, help me to hold out. Hey Lord, oh, help me to hold out. Ooh Lord, help me to hold out. Hey, tell my strength to come. Hey Lord, I said, Lord, ooh, Lord, my way may not be easy, and you did not say it would be, but when it gets dark, can't see my way, you told me, put my trust in thee. Yeah. Oh Lord, please, Lord, help me. Help me to hold out. Yeah, Lord, help me. Help me to hold out. Oh Lord, help me to hold out. And one day my chain. I know my chain. Hey, I know my chain will come. Oh, Lord, anybody need the Lord? Anybody need the Lord? Hey,
amen.
Lord, is she in it? And Lord, help me. And Lord, help me. And Lord, help me to hold out. Lord, help me to hold out. Oh, Lord, help me to hold out. And I know one day, one day, my chain, oh, my chain, we'll come. Oh, thank you, Lord. We'll pay all. After a while, serving God, oh, we'll pay off. After a while, just keep working. Yeah, my God, they repay. Serving the Lord, oh, oh, it pay off. After a while, do you believe it this evening? Do you believe it this evening?
Amen.
I'm gonna keep on, keep on, keep on working for the Lord. Yeah, because I want mine. Cause I want mine. I want mine. My starry crown. Hey, I know my way will get brighter. Although my friends sometimes they let me down, but oh, oh, what a time. Oh, it's gonna be when my Savior, when my Savior, and oh, when my Savior, his face I see, his serving love, oh, 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 it's gonna pay off. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Serving the Lord.
Amen.
Hey, serving the Lord. Praise is going to pay off. After a while. Good evening, good evening, good evening. You are listening to Just Show Up Outreach Ministries, and I am yours truly, Evangelist Zadie Alford. Amen, amen, amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Coming, oh, amen, to welcome you to the show this evening. You are welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
The Lord God for each and every one. Amen, amen. Who has tuned in and who will be tuning in. Amen and amen. We thank you. And we bless the ones that may be desired to and won't be able to for whatever reason. We give God all the glory, honor, and praise. Just Show Up Outreach Ministry. Mm-hmm. Just Show Up Outreach Ministry is reaching out to the lost, the outcast, the hurting, lonely, oppressed, or depressed, offering God's gift of love as Jesus did for the Samaritan woman at the well. Amen. In John chapter 4, amen. Jesus, knowing her condition, amen, amen, he offered her a free gift. And that gift was the gift, amen, of life. Amen, amen. And we just
amen.
Thank God because he knows our condition this evening. He knows our condition. Amen, amen. And he is ready. He's willing and he's able, amen, to help us. Amen, amen. And he already said in his word, amen, come unto me, all ye that are labored and are heavy laden. And he said, I will give you rest. Yes, he said, take my yoke and learn of me. Amen. He said, but my yoke weren't easy. My yoke weren't as easy. He said, my burdens are light. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God, that he knows our condition this evening. Amen, amen, amen. And I'm going to read in your hearing. I'm going to read some scriptures. Amen. Coming from Matthew, the 7th chapter, through 27 verses, and it reads thusly.
Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise. Like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the flood waters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. 26. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. And when the rain and flood comes and the wind beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crush. Verse 28 and last, it said, when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowd was amazed at his teaching. Number 29 is here. For he taught with real authority, quite unlike their teachers of religious law. May God continue to, well, his word is already blessed. We just thank God for the blessing and for his word and blessing us with his word. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we do thank you right now, God. Father God, we come before you, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, just show up outreach ministries, oh God. We just thank you, oh God, for your unconditional love, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness, oh God. God, we thank you for your mercies, oh God. Father, we just thank you, Father God, that, oh, we have a Father, oh God, that when we don't understand, we have a Father that understands all about us, oh God. Oh God, you sit high and you look low, oh God. Oh God, oh Father God, if we will allow God, if we will just listen and obey God, you will guide our footsteps, oh God, wherever we go, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, oh, give us a mind, God, oh God, to listen, learn, and obey, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask that you be blessed, oh God, this service on this afternoon, oh Father God. Bless each and everyone, oh Father God, who have come to support, oh Father God, be a part of in any way, oh Father God. We just thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, and we ask you, oh, Father God, that we thank you that you have met us, oh, God. We feel your spirit already, oh, Father God. We know, oh, God, that you said in your word, whether there be two or more, oh, God, you'll be a God in the midst, oh, God. And we thank you, oh, God, for meeting us here, oh, God, by the way of your Holy Spirit, oh, Father God. Oh, God, oh, Father God, oh, Father God. Move any, oh, God, flesh that may, oh, God, want to stand up before you, oh, Father God. Oh, God, and let your Spirit, oh, Father God, arise, oh, God, and speak, oh, Father God, that some soul will be saved here, delivered, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory be to God, oh, Father God. Oh, God, we want to touch them heart, oh, Father God. Somebody, oh, Father God, is in bereaved, oh, Father God. Oh, God, oh, Father, oh, God, we want to let, oh, God, oh, Father, your spirit, oh, God, to lift them up, oh, God. Let them know, oh, God. Oh, God, not the sorrow, oh, Father God, as though they have no hope, oh, God. Their hope is in you, God, oh, Father God. They turn to you, oh, Father God, who made us and created us, oh, Father God, who loves us, oh, God, and who promised to always be by our side, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. You promise, oh, God, to be a mother, father, sister, brother, whatever we need, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God. Someone may be lonely, oh, Father God, or hurting, oh, Father God. Oh, God, and my son, Nahana, you, oh, God, are a comforter, oh, Father God. Oh, God, you come to comfort us, oh, Father God. Counsel us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God. You are wonderful, God. Hallelujah, God. Your name is wonderful, oh, God. Hallelujah, oh, God. You come, oh, God, to build us up on every leaning side, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, Father God, so many things, oh, Father God. Oh, God, oh, Father God, is going on, oh, Father God, throughout the lands, oh, God. Hallelujah, God. But you sit high and you look low. Hallelujah, Father God. You never sleep in your neck, armor, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God, you can see, oh Father God. Oh God, oh Father God, you said, oh Father God, that, oh God, your eyes is on a sparrow, oh God. If one little sparrow falls to the ground, oh Father God, you see it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God, you know every star, oh Father God. Oh God, oh Father God. You know every grain of sand that's on the seashore, oh God. You know every strain of hair that's on each head, oh Father God. Hallelujah, God. There's nothing hidden from you, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, oh God. You see and you know what's going on with your people, oh Father God. Somebody, oh Father God, oppressed or depressed, oh Father God. Hallelujah, oh Father God. But we bind their spirits, oh God. We bind them, oh God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We lose joy, peace, and happiness, oh God. Somebody have the spirit of fear, oh God. But your word said, oh Father God. Oh God, oh Father, that you didn't give us a spirit of fear, oh God, but of love and power and of a sound mind, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Yes, God. There are devastations, oh Father God. There's, oh God, all kind of things that's going on, oh Father God, throughout this universe, oh Father God. Every time we hear the news, oh Father God, every time, oh God, we turn on the radio or the television, oh Father God. Somebody, oh Father God, has done something of tragic, of cause of tragic. Oh Father God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, our young people, oh Father God, oh Father God, they are going, oh Father God, like there is no God, oh God, in the heavens, oh God. They, oh God, they are acting, oh God, like they made themselves and they can protect themselves, oh God. Oh God, but in the name of Jesus, oh God, we love our children, oh Father God. You told us to train them up in the way that they should go. And when they're old, oh God, they will not depart, oh Father God. We pray, oh God, that you break rebellious spirits everywhere, oh God. Send our children back to you, Lord God. Call them back to you, God. Protect them, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. We too went astray, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. But because of our mothers and fathers' prayers, oh God. Hallelujah. You kept us, oh God. Your word was imprinted in our hearts, oh Father God. And, oh God, in due season, oh Father God. Oh God, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. You called us back in, oh God. Oh God, oh God. Oh God, help them to know, oh God. Oh God, just like the prodigal son, oh Father God. Oh God, he was gone as far as he could go. He wanted it. Hallelujah, oh God. Eat, oh God, the hook from the hog pen, oh God. But he said, I got a father. Mm-hmm. No bullshit, I can go home to my father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He went, oh God, oh God. He went back to his father. He said, I just tell my father that I'm not worthy to be called his son. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just want to be a hard servant. Oh my God. But when his father saw him coming from a distance, the father ran. Hallelujah. And fell upon his neck and kissed him. Glory to God. Said, put a ring on him. Oh God, restore his honor. Hallelujah. My son who was lost, but now he's found. Glory be to God, oh God. God is just waiting for us to come back home. He's waiting for that backslider to come back. Come back, come on back home. God is only waiting. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lose your rebellious spirits, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, and we give you glory, oh God. We ask that you to bless our government, oh God. Oh God, you know how to turn stony hearts, oh God. Oh God, oh God, into a heart of flesh and love, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, let them do it your way, oh God. Oh God, I mean to know that in the end, it's going to be God's way or no way. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, oh God. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then when I hear from heaven, then when I forgive their sin, then when I heal the land. We need a healing in the land. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, oh God. All your people, God, let them come back to you, oh God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, give them a heart of flesh, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, that they'll be able, oh God, to run, oh God. They'll be able to run, oh God, over the government, oh God, the churches, oh God, our ministers, our spiritual leaders, oh God. They'll fall in back, oh Father God. Oh, God, but I pray, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, hallelujah, that you will give them a spirit, oh, God, that will rise up, oh, God, that will rise up, oh, God, be ambassadors, oh, God, strong ambassadors, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they'll be able to, hallelujah, say like Paul said, whether I live or whether I die, I'm going to be for the Lord. I know I'll be for the Lord. So we're going to stand for right and righteousness in the name of Jesus,
amen.
Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we realize, oh, Father God, that we, oh, God, can't, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, overturn every stone, but you can. You can turn over every stone, oh, Father God. You can see under, over, and above, oh, God. We ask that you just look, illuminate minds, pick hearts and change wills everywhere, oh, God, and we will give you glory. We'll give you honor, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Bless the children, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, that they come forth on this evening, oh, God, that I'm come forth, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, glorifying you, God. Glorifying you, God, because, oh, God, how many know we're going to need you, oh, God? We need you. We're going to need you. We have to depend on you. You're the only, oh, God, source that we can truly depend on, oh, Father God. Bless our elderly, oh, God. Bless our seniors and our elderly, oh, God. Bless, oh, God. Oh, God, lift up, oh, God. Give strength, oh, Father God. Oh, God, oh, Father God. Oh, God, to walk in your word and in your will. Oh, God, let us all, God, give us all a mind to study in your word, God. Study in your word,
amen.
Oh, Father God, because it's only in your
amen.
Word that we know how to do your will, oh, Father God, that you be glorified in all that we do. And we give you glory, glory, glory. We give you glory right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. We thank God once again for each and every one. Amen, amen, amen. And we are going to call for Minister Brenda Mim. Amen, amen, to come in her own way right now. And then we'll be back. Amen.
Amen. This is a short one, but I'm going to sing it. I'm gonna lay down my burdens down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down my burdens down by the riverside. Gonna study war no more. I ain't 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 gonna study war no more. I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield down by the riverside, down by the riverside. Down by the riverside, I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield. Down by the riverside, gonna study war no more. I ain't 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 gonna study war no more. I'm gonna lay down my burdens down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside. Gonna study war no more. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. It's Riche on the phone. Riche is not on yet. Well, Ashella, you want to do, want to sing me a song? Amen. Next, Ashella Hilton, Houston, Texas, my sweetie. Hello?
Hello?
I can hear you.
Hello?
Can anyone else hear her saying hello? Can anyone else hear her saying hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, just give her a minute. She thought she was on mute. I mean, she was on mute. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that, y'all. Can y'all hear me? Can anyone hear me? Mm-mm. Can anyone hear me? Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Hello? Can anyone hear me? Oh, my goodness. Hello? You're wasting my time. I'm sorry about that, you all. Just bear with me a minute. Michelle, where are you, darling?
My God is awesome. He can move mountains. He needs years of valley. I need some dreams. My God is awesome. Help me when I'm broken. Stays where I've been wicked. Forever he will reign. My God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. Heal me when I'm broken. Faith will hurt and weaken. Forever he will reign. My God is awesome. My God is awesome.
Awesome.
My God is awesome. Amen. Amen.
Beautiful.
Hey, amen. Our God is awesome. Awesome. Amen. Amen. I want to know, is our children ready? Our theme today is study the Bible. And we have our children has been studying. They have been studying the books of the Bible and some learning about the Bible. I want to know who is on the line today. Any of the children on the line today that is ready to discuss what they have learned from the time that they have had their study? Keyshawn London, we want you to tell us what you have learned. Amen?
Amen. I'm here. So what I have learned were Genesis, Judges, Luke, Chronicles, Joshua, Numbers, Kings, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Ezra, Judges. And
No guessing. All right. Thank you. Amen.
And Nehemiah.
Nehemiah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Y'all give an applause for Keyshawn London. Amen. He did study some of the books of the Bible. Amen. All right. Now we're going to have Brother Keyshawn London. We're going to see what have he been studied into the books of the Bible.
My words are, Job, Kings, Numbers, Joseph, Joshua,
okay, that's done. Whenever you think that's done, just say amen.
Genesis.
Amen.
Amen.
We see that.
Amen.
Kenari studied a little bit. I'm trying to focus on getting them off them games and let them get in the book sometime, you know?
Amen.
Is Latoya Irvin, are you ready? Latoya? Let me see. I'm looking for Latoya. She's not on here at all. Oh, okay. Latoya is not on. The children was ready. They was fired up and ready when I talked to them. But they wasn't. They're not on. What about Bridget? Bridget, are you on? All right. What about Keon? Is Keon on? Okay, moving right along. Keon, are you on? Okay. Bridget is not on. Okay. But we're moving right along. We're going to have Sister Peggy Barnes to come with a song. Sister Peggy Barnes, we're going to have you come with a song. We know that it's summertime,
okay,
and our kids are busy into this and into that, so we won't really think, you know, bad of them at all because of the summertime. Amen. But we want them to continue to learn about the basics of the Bible anyway. Amen.
Amen.
Come forth, Sister Peggy Barnes.
Amen. Come unto me, everyone that thirst. And he said, I'll give you living water. And if you're tired of sinning, and you're sinking deep within, and he'll make you whole again. Drink from this fountain.
drink from his fountain, and you will never, never thirst again. Ooh, you will never, never thirst again. Come unto me, everyone that thirsts, and I'll give you living water. And if you're tired of sin, you are hurting deep within. I'll make you whole again. Because here I stand with my arms open wide. Can you hear my plea? Hearken unto my cry. This water springs from a well that will never, never run dry. From this fountain, if you drink from this fountain, and you will never thirst again. Oh, you will never thirst again. If you drink from this fountain, if you drink from God's fountain, and you will never thirst. You will never, never thirst. Never thirst again. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Never. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You will never thirst again. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. You drank from this water. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hey, glory
Hallelujah.
To God. That's what Jesus
Thank
told
God.
A woman at the well. Hallelujah. If you know who this was, then offer you a drink. My God.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
my
Lord.
My God, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for saying.
Bless his name.
So very much. Amen, amen. Now we're going to call for Mother. We're going to call for Mother Smith to come in her own way. Let know you're Mississippi.
Enjoying all those beautiful solos this evening. And I want to read. It's one of my daily books that I read. It's God's love is always there. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13, chapter and the 8th verse. Jesus is always the same, whether your heart is filled with love or sorrow. He is your steady presence and support. It's inevitable that life changes. There will be good days and bad, but Jesus is always the same. Lord, thank you for your unchanging goodness and grace. You study my life and fill me with hope. And I just say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit. That comes from Psalms 103 and 2. Because we know this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And that comes from Psalms 118 and 24. Lord, remember me. Please, God, strengthen me just one more time. Judges, the 16th chapter and the 28th verse. And we just thank the Lord for this day, this beautiful day. And I am thankful to be on this evening, to come on this evening and to hear Sister Alfred and all the beautiful ministers that are on singing and the children. I have enjoyed it all ever since I tuned in. And may God bless all of you. And we will, I will keep
you all
in prayer. I will keep you all in prayer. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day. And we thank you, Father God, for your grace and for your mercy. And we know your mercies are new every morning. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Father God, for keeping us, seeing for us when we can't see for ourselves, for strengthening us where we are weak, and building us up where we are toned down. Lord, I just thank you this evening. I thank you for your love. I thank you, Father God, for keeping our children, our grandchildren, great-grand. Oh, Lord, have mercy on us all. Have mercy on us, Lord Jesus, because we truly do need you, Father God. Create in us clean hearts, oh God, and renew right spirit within us. Lord, we love you. We love you, Father God, because we know you first loved us. Oh, Father God, be with us. Thank you for being with us. We need you, we love you, and we can't get along without you. Have mercy on all our souls. Father God, whatever we have said, did, or thought today that wasn't pleasing in your sight, please forgive us for it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask it all. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Mother Smith. Amen, amen, thank you. We love you for that, amen. Amen, amen. Now, do I have anyone else with a song? Do I have anyone else with a song? Amen. If you want to do a song, be a part of the program, just press 1. Just press 1, and I'll see your hand up, and you'll be able to come on and partake. Amen. But right now, I'm going to talk about study the Bible. It's very important, amen, for our young people, amen, to know, amen, that we must study the Bible. And it says that you might say that the Bible is the user's manual of life. Someone mute your phone. Everyone mute your phone if you don't mind. Uh-huh. Thank you very much. Uh-huh. It says that you might say that the Bible is the user's manual of life. Uh-huh. We all have been searching for everything we need to know about God and living a life that pleases him is found in its pages. Amen. Tragically, some of us go through life without so much as picking up this amazing book. We don't want to be like that. Amen. Whose words were inspired by God. Yet, success or failure in the Christian life is determined by how much of the Bible we get into our hearts and minds and how obedient we are to the principles and teaching found in it. Amen. Amen. Man, we got to get it in our hearts, in our minds, and we got to be obedient. Amen, amen. Just as we continually breathe oxygen to survive, we need regular Bible study to grow and flourish spiritually. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen. Studying the Bible is
necessary. Very, very necessary. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Uh-huh. It's necessary for our spiritual growth. The Bible performs three functions to help us mature spiritually. We're going to look at 2 Timothy. Let us look at 2 Timothy, the third chapter, and 16. Well, we're going to read all 14, 15, and 16. We're going to read all of those verses because I want to read them now so I won't have to come back to them. Amen. Amen. The 14th verse says, but you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. Young people, are you listening?
Ma'am.
You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Jesus. Verse 16 says, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us what to do what is right. Verse 17 says, God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do good. Somebody say good. Amen. Good. And my mind fell on it. On the passage of scripture that says, all good and perfect gifts come from above. Amen, amen, amen. Studying the Bible helps us. That's what it says too. Help us to apply its truth to our lives. Then we will notice positive changes in our lives as we apply what we read in scripture. Amen. Are you listening, children? Are you listening? Amen. Amen. It says right here in this little outline, it says, the primary reason we should study the Bible is because it was inspired by the creator of the universe to guide us through this adventure. Life is a what? Life is an adventure. Called life. This passage of scripture gives us three more reasons why we should make the Bible a part of our day-to-day life. Are you listening, children?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. The Bible teaches us what is true. The Bible is the only book we need to discover the foundational truth of how to know and walk with God. Yes, some religious groups, or cults insist that we need another book to help us interpret what the Bible says. But the Bible needs no outside interpretation. It speaks for itself. Amen? It speaks for itself. In fact, the best commentary on the Bible is the Bible itself. Amen. Remember that, young people. Amen.
Amen.
Number two. The Bible shows us what is wrong in our lives. God's word serves to reprove us, make us aware when we are headed in the wrong direction. Remember that, young people. God's word will steer us in the right direction. Amen?
Amen.
Number three, the Bible helps us do what is right. If we read and meditate on God's word, we will be molded into the man or woman God wants us to be. Amen. Amen. When we allow the Bible to teach us in these three areas, we are told that we will be prepared and equipped to do good. And this is what we want to do. We want to be prepared and equipped to do good to everyone. Amen?
Amen.
Our foundation will be solid, unmovable. We'll be set and we will be solid. Amen? Our motives will be pure. Amen? We will not be faking and all that stuff. We will be pure, for real, trustworthy. Amen? Our character will be more refined. Amen? Amen. Our character will just show, it'll just be so meek and so kind, courteous, and compassionate. Amen? Now, what better reason are there to make a commitment to stick with what? Bible study. Amen. Studying the Bible. Amen. Amen. We want to stick with studying the Bible. Amen. 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 And I hope these words, amen, help is helping our young people. Amen. Yeah, studying the Bible. Amen. Amen. Make us spiritually strong. The more we get into this Bible and apply its teaching, the more we will be able to stand our ground in the storm and the trials of life. Remember when I was reading the devotion, I was reading about how you build your house on a solid foundation. The rain, the calm, and the wind will blow, and it'll still stand. And that way, we're going to have trials, and we're going to have all kind of storms and trials, hard knocks in our lives, but we want to be on a solid foundation. Amen. It's going to be so solid till we'll say that I don't know, no matter what come my way, I'm going to keep the faith. I'm going to keep my faith in God. Amen. We want to keep our faith in God. We want to be steadfast and unmovable in God. Because what? Because his word. Amen. From Genesis through Revelation. Amen. Did y'all study on the 66 Bibles of the book? Books of the Bible? Is that what we were studying on? The books of the Bible? The 66 books of the Bible? Amen. That's what we were studying on. Amen. And if we, whatever problem we have in life, whatever come against us in life, take it from the seniors, take it from the elders that's in your life. Look how they're standing. Look at the elders, how they're standing. Standing no matter what they're going through, may be frail in their bodies. Amen. May be crippled, can't walk, but they're singing that song, I'm coming, Lord. I'm coming, Lord. I'm coming, God. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up. Turn back. If I turn back, where shall I go? I ain't got nowhere to go. Trials and tribulations. Ain't no other place that I know. Huh? We're going to have trials. We're going to have tribulations. But we got to stand before our God. Stand for our God. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. For your word, dear God. We thank you for your word, oh Father God. And we pray, oh God, that we will not only hearers of your word, but we will be doers of your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Thank you all for listening. Amen. Now, who else did we have come on the line? Did we have any other one come on the line? Okay, Brother Josh never showed. Okay, Brother Josh never showed. Okay. Okay, unmute the lines, and we're going to see if we have anyone. Oh, y'all going to sing? Okay, by the time that y'all sing, then we'll be closing out. We'll be closing out. The children wants to sing. Give someone else an opportunity first. Open the lines up and see if anyone else would like to have anything else to say. We only have 5 minutes before the show time is over. Lord, we thank you for everyone that has come on, oh God. We bless everyone. We want everyone, oh God, to be blessed, oh God, for coming, oh Father God. Oh, amen. God, in the name of Jesus, dear God. For we have received the blessing, oh God. We will lay down and we will rest in peace tonight, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Did I overlook anyone on the line that wanted to come forward?
Sister Zadie?
Yes, ma'am.
Sister Pat, I tell you, I just like the teaching tonight, huh?
Praise God. Praise
about
God.
The
Amen.
Yeah, about the word of God.
Amen.
And I love the fact that they were saying, oh, amen, they agree.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Yes,
amen.
God.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Pat, for being on. Anyone else? Amen. Amen. And we want you all to continue to pray for my husband. I'm going to give you an update concerning him. He is still in the hospital, and he's pending going to rehabilitation on next week. So we're just praying and believing God that it'll be a speedy recovery, and he'll be home soon. Amen. His main concern is about taking care of his wife. He's up there in his situation, bless his heart, and he just warned the doctors and the nurses that he needs to be home, take care of his wife. So y'all pray for him that he'll soon be home with his wife.
Amen.
Praise God for him. And I thank you all for all of the prayers that have gone forth already. Amen.
Amen.
Now we're gonna let my granddaughter Ashayla close out. She wants to close out in her own way, and we're going to say, God bless you all until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. This song is for my papa. He always sings it with us, so me and my brothers are going to sing it. I'm pretty sure y'all know this song, too. Grandma, you can help us? Okay.
I know it.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, this I lay my
I laid him down.
Somebody say on a Monday, I'd lay him down. Somebody say on a Tuesday, I'd lay him down. Said on a Wednesday, I'd lay him down. Somebody say on a Thursday, I'd lay him down.
I'd lay him down.
I'd lay him down. Somebody say on a Saturday, I'd lay him down for my day. Old folks say something hit me in the middle of my head. I'd lay him down. I'd lay him down, I'd start to shout, I'd lay him down. I pray one day my young people will lay him down too.
Amen.
Name of Jesus. Our young people show this song. Well, hallelujah. Hey, you got to lay him down. Lay them down. Lay your burden down. Give them to Jesus. Give all of your troubles, all of your anger, all of your meanness, all of your madness, all of your sadness, all of your gloom and doom. Give it over to Jesus, and He will give you glory.
Amen.
He will give you glory, glory. In the name of Jesus, you all be blessed. I love you. Look forward to you being on again. Amen. If you your first time calling, call again. If you want to be a part of the program, call my number. Let me know, and I would love to hear and have you on the program. I love you all. Be blessed.
Be blessed. Love everyone. Be blessed.
Love you all.